Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamut.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dave Waldron. This week on AK, massive healing. The Fairbanks 4's release from prison last year inspired Alaskan maestro Emerson Eads to compose a piece titled Mass for the Oppressed. Eads has lined up some impressive talent to perform the piece on Sunday in Indiana, and he's arranged for proceeds from sales of the production to go to an organization that represented the 4 Alaska Native men in court. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Emerson Eads says he was moved to compose Mass for the Oppressed to express both sorrows over injustices that led to the imprisonment of the Fairbanks Four and joy at their release last year.
As an Alaskan, as a Fairbanksan, what do I have to say to this conversation, and what do I have to say in response to these men, this injustice? And I felt like I had to respond musically.
That came naturally to Eads, a former conductor for the Fairbanks Symphony Chorus and Opera Fairbanks, who earned degrees in music at the University of Alaska Fairbanks and is now working on a doctorate at the University of Notre Dame. He says the Catholic-style Mass celebrates the grace the Fairbanks Four exhibited throughout their ordeal and afterward.
It was so moving to me. These guys had spent so much of their life behind bars, and yet, if you talk to them, what you get from them is not this hatred or anger, extreme anger. You get this sense of overwhelming thanksgiving that they are out and they can now experience the world.
Eads says he felt that generosity of spirit when George Fries, Kevin Pease, Marvin Roberts, and Eugene Vent all thanked him after the world premiere of his Mass last summer at UAF's Davis Concert Hall, as did Fries's mother, Veronica.
I was a puddle of tears because I looked in her eyes and I could see that suffering, but I could see that like intensity and joy, and that she knew that her son would get out.
Activist April Monroe, who advocated for the Four and chronicled their story in her blog, says they appreciated the Mass and its message.
Was an interesting and a powerful experience that in some ways is difficult to articulate.
Eads says the piece celebrates universal themes that transcend culture, such as sacrifice and redemption. He says that's partly why he chose to tell the story in the form of a Mass, and partly because it reflects Pope Francis's declaration of 2016 as a year of mercy, which Eads recognizes by including text from Francis's diary in the piece's central movement.
Being here at Notre Dame and having the audience down here, I felt like a Catholic Mass or a setting of the Catholic text would be the right way to respond because of the universal nature of that text.
The Concordia Choir of Notre Dame will sing the Mass, accompanied by a full orchestra and some of the top names in American opera, all conducted by Eads. To help cover the production costs, Fairbanks artist and educator Carol Wilbur has launched an online fundraising drive.
I'm just so impressed with not only just the message of the Mass of the Oppressed, but also by the universal message that it carried.
Once the performance is produced, Eads plans to donate all leftover proceeds from the sale of CDs and downloads to the Alaska Innocence Project. That's the state branch of a nationwide organization that helps the wrongly imprisoned, like the Fairbanks Four, to get their day in court a second time. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
Mass for the Oppressed will be performed this Sunday at Notre Dame University, Indiana.